Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Colleen. Let me get to that caller. But first, I want to let you know how to get a hold of us. Those that haven't called in yet, 914-338-164. Please do press 1 to speak with us. And you may follow us or send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter. And we hope that you do support us on our social media sites. And you can find those via our Blog Talk Radio homepage. So people are lining up today, so let's get the calls first. That's what we'll do. Hello.
Hi.
205. Hi, you're on the air.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My name is Patricia. It's been, a month and a half, a couple of months since I've talked to you. But today I'm calling asking, may I have a general read, please?
A general read. Okay. Patricia, what's your birth date?
2/6/1973.
Okay. So, Tricia, first of all, obviously, you know, you're 46 years old, but your master number is 1, and you're actually compounded. So, 28 is the number. When you add up all the numbers in your birth date, then you have to reduce that to 10 and then to 1. So, with that in mind, in, let's see, 1991, is that right? 2001, there should have been a change in your life. What happened in 2001?
I probably started the career on the path that I'm on now. It started in the health profession, so I really got serious.
I was writing medical down. I don't remember you. So, I mean, there's a vague memory, but I thought I was going to say healthcare. So, or is actually was on my age. So that's when you started your medical career?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't recall that from the meeting previous. I don't know. You told us before?
Yes, you can. I don't know if it's me or you're kind of going in and out.
Really?
Yes.
Can you hear us? We can hear you totally clear.
Okay, I guess after you said that, maybe it seemed to be a little better.
Because we don't have any problem hearing you, so I'm not sure. Maybe it's on your end.
Okay.
Anyway, what I was asking was, I don't have a recollection of you telling us before, but did you tell us about your career before medical profession?
I didn't go in. Well, I think I did. Well, I may have mentioned, I'm not sure. I started a program in August, the nursing program, and I'm thinking that I may have talked to you around that time, so it's possible.
Possible. But anyway, I didn't remember, and that's what I was getting. So anyway, so in 2001, you did have a change. You started your career in healthcare, which you're still in. You're 46 years old, right? I'm sorry. Yeah, 46 years old right now. So she's going to be having a change in the age of 48 because that's going to be 10 years beyond.
She started what, 2007, 2001?
2001.
Okay.
She's not having a change at 48. Yeah, you're 20 years beyond. You do have a change at 48. So that's two cycles of 10 beyond your karmic number, which is 28. So the nursing program, when do you graduate?
It's actually a 5 semester, so like 2.5 years. So I'm actually, I should have finished up the LPN 2020, and then I'm going straight into the RN, and that should be May 21st.
You're 2021?
Yes.
So that will be 2 years from now, which you're going to be having a big change at the age of 48. And how long is that program, the RN?
The RN, it's 2 years. So the LPN is a year, which I'm in now, and then you add an additional year. So I finish up August 20 LPN program and go straight into the RN. That's two semesters is considered a year in school. So it'll be
okay.
May, yes.
You know, Patricia, in your code, like Kristen was saying, your number code comes to 28 equals 10 equals 1. Now, if we look at your birth date, the month and day, 2 and 6 equals 8, and 1973 mm-hmm. actually comes to a 2. So your birth date higher numbers, when you add them up on either side, match your karmic number, which means that you're here to wrap up karma. And in terms of wrapping up that karma, you're doing it by going to nursing and public health and helping people. So that's taking care of your debt to the world, maybe based on some mishap or problem you had previously in another lifetime. You brought that in. Now, you're starting it a little bit late, but you see you're compounding. So your life actually has a very strict layer of two layers of karma. So sometimes this results in a divorce, either personally a divorce or your parents were divorced. There's some form of separation. Usually it also accommodates children, having children. Mm-hmm. Anyone can have these situations go on, but pertinent to your karmic situation and your life code, this is what would be some of the results of this lifetime. Now, as this mm-hmm. goes on, you could actually be doing this for the next 14 years. So, not that I'm calculating it according to a necessary retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
Through kind of energy field, I'm getting, you're going to be doing this 14
well,
years.
Well, it comes to be, I don't know, however, card number.
Okay. Eight
divided by two. I mean, you probably weren't thinking of that, but.
In that term, there may be, for this generalized reading, acquisition of another property, a home, house. I don't know how it comes in. Inheritance, you buy it, do you, I don't know. But if you're asking for a generalized reading, I'm seeing that.
Okay.
I'm also seeing that you're going to be encountering somebody that has something to the motorcycle. I don't know if it's, what is your specific role of the profession? What are you going to be doing?
I haven't decided if I've worked in labor and delivery, so I've worked at the beginning of life, and I've also worked with the elderly and transitioning. I've worked both, and so I'm just not sure which one. I love both. I love them.
Okay. So here's where your kind of discussion exists. Are you going to be dealing on this planet with bringing life into the world, or are you going to be dealing on this planet with helping people exit the world? They're both major contributions to human existence. They're both very important.
Yeah.
But you've got to decide, Patricia, you've got to take a side, at least currently. Do you want to help people come into the world? That's important, and play that role? Or do you want to look at the end of life and assist people exiting the world? One is filled with hope, and the other one is filled with anxiety and fear and letting go of a whole lifetime. So, you know, they're both very crucial.
Yes.
But I will say this, I may be wrong, but probably there's a larger need to help the elderly leave the planet.
That's what I
then
thought.
There is plenty of babies are going to be born. But that's up to you. If you want to be in delivery and labor, you know, that's crucial. That's important. But if you, where is there really need? I may be wrong. Maybe you know more than I do. But I would say that elderly care is more of a nurturing need to help people transition other than just changing bedpans and taking their temperature and delivering their food and saying good morning.
Well, would you be, I mean, would you be specifically a hospice nurse if you decided to do the end of life thing?
Yes. Yes. I actually had the experience of one experience of transitioning, helping a patient transition in the moment. And I can recall just knowing that it was going to happen and asking God to just, oh, I just want to be off at work. I just love her so much. I don't want to see her go. And lo and behold, God placed me on that very night because he had an assignment for me. And that was my assignment that night was to help her transition over. And I did at the time that it happened. I can remember cleaning up and getting everything prepared and not really knowing why I was doing these things. But God knew what he had me there to do. And he guided me up until the very moment.
Patricia, there are both deliveries. One is you're delivering a baby to begin life. And the other one, you're delivering a whole life set to help cross over. And it seems to me in our brief discussion that you're meant to be in hospice.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, that's
you
just
can,
our
but,
opinion.
But you, you know, it's your decision. It's your decision. This is just, you know, insight that you're receiving on the air here. And, you know,
yeah, it's just that. And for a generalized reason, we talked about property, and then we briefly mentioned something about divorce or separation, perhaps.
Wait, are you in a relationship?
I was in a relationship that ended about 22 months ago. It was a 5-year relationship, and he has, in the last 48 hours, I'll say maybe almost a week ago, we reconnected. I enjoyed him. He called me first. And from time to time during the 22 months that we haven't been together, he has called me and we've talked. And he did lay it out on the table that he wanted another chance. He wanted a second go around. And I'm considering. I'm considering.
Okay,
that.
Well, we have another caller, so I hope this
other
is
caller.
Insightful.
Okay.
You're welcome to stay on the line. We can always come
back.
We can
come back to you if we have time. We just have to get our other call. Last of the caller, because they, you know, people get impatient,
I guess. Thank you both. Thank you both so much. I'm so sorry, other callers.
No. I apologize. It's okay. But if you want to hang out, we can get back to you and talk a little bit about your relationship.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Stay on. Stay line then, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bring on 313 right now.
Hi.
Are we, I feel like I'm at a church service.
Hello? Are you here? Did clockers play interruption?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Did you calling the show? Did you have a question?
Hi, yes. I was, I called you guys, years ago. And I just,
okay.
Going through a hard patch and been having these really, really weird dreams. I lost my mom and, that was something for me because our relationship wasn't well for a very long time. I spent the majority of my life always trying to please her, but really didn't know how because I couldn't be that person she wanted me to be. And before she passed, a couple of weeks, one day she didn't say it out of her mouth, but she just told me, she's like, she looked up at me and she's like, you look nice. Your hair looks nice. Now, mind you, that means something to me because my mom lived to be 88. She came from a different time and era than myself. We were 39 years apart, so she had me at 39, too. So I was like the child that came from, like, where did she come from? That was who I was. Mm-hmm. And when she said that to me that day, it lifted off something so tremendous that I had been carrying all my life. At that moment, it just came across to me like she was like, finally, like, let me go on and let this girl be herself.
Yeah.
And
I hear you. What's your name?
What's my name?
Yes.
Brianna.
Brianna?
Brianna.
B-R-I-A-N-N-A?
Yes. One N.
Oh, okay.
B-R-I-A-N-N-A.
Yes, B-R-I-A-N-N-A.
Yeah, that sometimes about those small comments can mean so much because you, in your history with your mother, you get that when she said that, there was a form of acceptance and relief, and that small, subtle compliment was a form of farewell and letting go. But maybe your mother was so stuck in her draw that she couldn't offer the kind of love and nurturing that you deserved.
What's your birthday, Brianna, too? Also?
What's my favorite color?
No. Well, that's
it's like you guys are chopping up. So.
It's weird because we can hear you totally clearly. There must be a problem. So, what's your birthday?
Oh, 3/22/70.
Yes. I had a 3 already written down. 70. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 17. 4, 6.
Yeah.
All right. Your mom's birthday, Brianna?
My mom's birthday was the 19th of June, June 19th.
And you know her year by chance?
I don't know it right off the top of my head. I just know.
There's difference. She was born in 31.
Is there 39 years apart?
Yeah.
Okay,
16, 26.
That would be, like 40 out of 70 would put us to 30 and then take away one. I guess. I don't know.
She was born 31. She was born 31.
And it's interesting because
she's a, like your number.
She's She's a three. Your month, her month, and your month are one another's master numbers, three and six. And she holds that sum in her second number in the day, nine. I have it lined up.
Yeah, she was born 31.
Yeah, there's a quick connection between the two of you. And as you said, it was difficult for you two growing up, or, you know, you. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. I have two older sisters and one younger brother.
And what was their relationship like with them?
Well, my sisters love them to death. Always was trying to, because we're kind of gapped. They're like three. My oldest sister is 7 years my senior. My sister, in between the two of us, there are times we're 3 years apart, and then there are times we're 4 years apart through the year. My brother, and he's about 4 years younger than I am. My brother, we don't have a good relationship. My brother just, and that relationship would be because I've forgiven him, because he did some really not good things in the past. And he doesn't, and I do kind of feel like he was kind of, he's kind of wayward, because the age difference, like I said, between me and my mom was 39, and then you're adding on four more years, and the fact that they still lived in an older time and era, and he was even yet younger than I, and still having to navigate the world, I distanced myself from him, because he truly, he steals, he lies, he...
Well, specifically, Brianna, it's good to know that I was asking actually specifically about the relationship of your siblings with your mother, not your relationship
with
your siblings.
Oh, with my mom?
I mean, yeah. So did they have the same troubles, or were you the scapegoat of the same family?
From when my mother's passing, I found out a little more in depth of how my siblings' relationship was with my mom. My brother was totally dependent on my mother, which that turned into not a good thing. My oldest sister was my mother's caregiver, because the last 2 years of her life, she went down to where she couldn't walk. She had Parkinson's. My oldest sister was her caregiver. They had a relationship, but I think in her younger years they struggled the same as myself. But in her older years, their relationship got better.
Okay.
My sister, between the two of us, she's very much like my mom, and in the sense where we had a conversation when my mother passed, that I forced the conversation, because I needed to tell her that, like mom, I lived my life thinking I wasn't good enough for you. And I forced that situation, that conversation, because I needed to get that off of my chest. I felt that she was so much like my mom. She treated me the same way my mom did.
Specifically, Brianna, do you have a question today about your relationship with your mom? Is there anything
I
can answer
actually,
you?
I had the weirdest dream. I'm facing eviction. And don't have a method at this time to stop it. Had a really weird dream, and the dream started, it was in three phases, and I'm quite sure it's all symbolism. The first phase of the dream, I was in an apartment. I'm assuming it was an apartment. And it was like I had deja vu, like I had been there before, and someone was coming to get me and whoever was in behind the door in the other room. And the deja vu was like, I've been here before, but I in when I was here before, somehow I got a pass. They didn't get me. So I was back in the situation, and I was trying to, I knew that they were coming. So I'm running around trying to hide myself. And then all of a sudden I realized I can't hide myself. And then I realized, well, I have to go before they get here. So the next thing I see are my legs walking downstairs. And then I know that I left out, but I didn't physically see myself walk out. I just saw my legs and walking down the stairs. And from instinctively, I knew from what I felt from the dream was that I had left. I got out before they got there. Then the next set, the dream, I'm in a, it seemed like a, it was a room where there was a table in the middle. There were people around the table. There, it was a couch on the side, you know, going around the room. I was sitting on one of the couches. I picked up a stack of, I thought was magazines or menus, and I went to sit down and set the stack on my lap, and then a gentleman walked over, and he took the top menu off the stack, because how I picked up the stuff, I picked up the whole pile, and then I picked up the one that caught my interest and set that one on top. So he walked over and took that one and walked on the other side of the table, and he didn't say anything, but he just was reading. And it seemed like at that moment, all of a sudden, I felt like I didn't belong. So I'm looking around. I'm like, what is it? And then I looked down at my feet. My feet were bare. And I thought, oh, goodness, is that why they're looking at me crazy? Because my feet are bare. So the next thing I see are my little slip-in flip-flops, which I use as my house shoes. They're my son's old shoes. And I go and slip those on, and I go and sit back down, but I still have this feeling like I don't belong here. And then the next thing I know, I parted myself from the room, and then I was gone. And then the next thing. Okay.
Page 3?
Yes.
Okay.
You want me to finish it?
Yeah, finish the dream.
Oh.
Yes.
The next scene, I'm in a living room, someone's living space, and I see my sister. My sister has lost one of her sons, and the mother of her children, of his children, the two of them were standing facing the door. The door was closed. They were preparing to go out. They were dressed in as if they were going to, I don't like to say this, as if they were getting ready to go to a funeral or some sort.
Yeah, I knew. Did you
and
hear me say
they had their coats. Did I hear what?
Before you said it. I said, did you hear me say funeral before you said it? I said funeral. Go ahead.
Oh, you said it too. I heard you.
I said it before you said they were dressed going to, and I said funeral. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes. Yep. That's what I took. I felt like they were preparing to go to a funeral. And then I'm standing behind them, and there's a little girl. She's dressed in her coat and everything to go out behind them, but she's not facing them behind them. She's facing directly at me. We're right in front of each other. I don't see her face. I don't know who this little girl is because I don't really see a face. I just see this little girl standing there, and she has on her coat and stuff too. And then I look over to the other side of the room. There's another door, like French doors. There, it was a white French doors with the glass, you know, opening. And my nephew, he's dressed for the event as well. He goes and he says, wait a minute. And then he opens the doors. The doors open outwards. And he says, okay, there you go. And then I wake up. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? And I've just been perplexed when I woke up from that dream.
Okay, it's not a hard dream, Brianna, to analyze. The dream itself The first part of the dream is a past life where you were facing addiction and bills and squatting. They were coming to get you. And
okay.
You probably left that lifetime without paying debt. So it brought debt back into this lifetime, which is
right.
Now manifesting as your current situation being evicted. So that's where that's coming from. When you're seeing the legs walking down stairs, you're actually, after you died in that lifetime, you were witnessing yourself actually going back to the planet to continue your lives with karma intact. And
okay.
The reason for legs was because you weren't going down the planet again, you know, maybe made whole. You were going down with peace missing, things you had to do. You
okay.
Finally found yourself in a full body lifetime. You've done everything you can finally leave the planet. You also experienced in the waiting room, so to speak, with the magazine. Sometimes when we die, we go to limbo at realms and we wait there. And we sometimes review our lives. You might have been worked in a restaurant in a past life, done something with food, so there's menus there. Maybe even there you had some karma you collected. And then at the funeral, you were actually looking at a past life where you died as a little girl.
Okay.
And again, all of this surmounts to this present life where you have your karma. So you had a dream where you went into the astral realm and you sort of reviewed the episodes of your past lives that have brought you to the stage. The dream
okay.
itself doesn't have any conclusion to it because right now you're caught in the consciousness of this lifetime, but it's
mm-hmm.
the dream is kind of telling you how you got here. There's death, there's incompletion, and so that's why you're here. And at this point, the universe is reminding you, hey, Bianca, that's why you're here.
Bianca.
That's why you're here and why you're faced with an eviction. So it's about clearing up the karma. And you have to analyze, you know, why are you being evicted? Did you not have money? Are you having any problems? So all of this is continuation of karma.
Continuation karma. Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Quick. Other callers. We have other callers, Brianna, and we will
okay.
get to the. I mean, the dream. We want to get to the pertinent matter of you being evicted. So, I mean, the dream is great to analyze, but you have a more pressing issue here about getting evicted. So, is there any way you can avoid eviction?
At this point, no. I used to be 330 pounds. I lost it all to diet and exercise. And through this past year, I've been trying to promote my business where it was an eating service, where I provided food. Yes, comfort foods that took away the guilt. It took out of the processed foods out. And I've been walking the walk, and I've come to the point where now I don't have anything. I've still been on that journey, and it's like it's just closing in on me. I don't have a job.
Okay,
it's not bringing income, and now
I'm threatened
to lose my roof.
Real quickly, that's what the name is on the dream.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the menu of the dream because it has to do with the new menu of life and the eating conditions and the emotional tags that go along with it. So what you've
mm-hmm.
got to do, because I get to our next caller, is you've got to sit down with your higher guide and have a discussion about how you resolve your karma through your profession and how you can really redeem yourself and thereby manifest more money in that profession. So it requires a little bit of spiritual work and mystical work for you to
mm-hmm.
make that sound connection so that you can become lucratively speaking, have more money involved in your karma.
Are you cooking or is this just meal planning?
Oh, I was cooking all the way, and then I had to pull back because I needed to learn how to market it, how to put it together and do the business plan.
So,
and I've been under coaches.
What's your plan? You're being evicted. It sounds like you've gotten back. You're not paying your rent. So.
Yeah, I didn't have a way to pay my rent.
Where are you
going to
live?
In the hole.
Where are you going to live?
At this point, I don't have anywhere. I'm at the end of the rope. I do not know what's going to happen to me at the end of this week.
And your family is supportive of you? You can't rely on
your
family?
No, my family, everybody's in a state of struggle. No one can help.
And there was no inheritance or anything from the mother, from your mother?
Oh, no. She just had left enough to bury her. That was it. Life has been poverty stricken for a very long, long time.
Well, you know, you're in trouble, yes. And you're going to have to be evicted,
yes.
But homeless.
Yes.
So, you know, first of all, you have to look out, do a reach out for public assistance.
Yes.
You may have to go to church. Anybody might offer you a room. You may have to do some activity in that regard, see if you can find habitation somewhere so you're not out on the street. It's a serious situation if you're involved in any kind of church where people might be willing to give you a room for a temporary basis under a contract or something. That might be your answer. That's what I'm getting. Are you in real quickly? We've got other callers, holding callers.
Well, yeah.
Do you have any connection or affiliation with the church?
Not at this time. It's not enough time to explain my life.
Real quick, when do you think the eviction is going to happen? I mean, is it imminent?
It's supposed to happen Saturday.
Days. So it's days.
Yeah.
And you don't have any friends that can offer shelter?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well,
no.
You know, we can't give a ready answer right now. We can only tell you
that
a path. We'll pray for you that something comes in assist you.
And I would be, Brianna, really proactive and trying to find something. Situation.
Trying to find work. I've been trying to find work for years. I'm a degreed engineer. I was displaced from automotive industry and
What state
Pardon
are you
me?
In? What state?
I'm in Michigan.
Michigan, what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good. I'm trying to get a lien on my a title lien on my car. Hopefully, if that comes through today, maybe that'll save us.
A title lien. What's
that? I mean, to live in
a title lien is like a loan off of your car.
Oh.
Loan off of the car. Would
yeah.
you be able to pay the back rent, or are you just going to be able to get out and sustain yourself after the eviction? It's probably not enough to pay the back rent.
If I get the loan for $3,000, I'll be fine. It'll pay the back pay and pay the next month's rent as well.
But then what are you doing in terms of getting?
It just gives me time to find a job. I've been searching.
Okay. We'll put out a prayer that comes out.
Definitely.
That lien comes
Could
out.
Could you call us on Wednesday and let us know?
I sure can.
Call us, let us know if it comes through, because we'll, you know, do energy work in order for you to obtain a loan. So definitely call us. Don't forget, we're on the air at 9 Pacific, that's 11 Michigan time.
Okay. Sounds great.
Hey, Brianna.
Thank you all, and you have a great day.
You too. Good luck.
Thanks.
Brianna can see on our social media page. We hope she does. We really do.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Amy. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I have a specific question. Did you need my big date of birth, or you have it?
We have the date of birth. 12/16/1673. Yeah, we have it. We already have it.
Okay. Okay, sorry. All right. I was also wondering about this person that I'm really interested in. It's been a year and a half. Do you feel it's getting more connected and together next year or the next whatever you see?
This is a person you asked about before.
Yeah, it's been a while, though. It's been a long time.
Yeah, but I remember the person. Give us the birthday again.
Okay, his birthday is 5/16/80.
I remember. I understand. I mean, the fact that it's been a while doesn't necessarily change the answer, you know. And there was an attraction, I believe. Did you express it to him?
Yes, I actually did, and actually 2 weeks ago. That's the first time where I just really just said, basically, I don't want to do the dance anymore. And I basically said, you know, I didn't say that, but action-wise, I said, you know, like, we can't do this anymore. We can't just, like, he lives 10 minutes away from me. I've seen him 3 times physically this whole year. He lives 10 minutes away. It's ridiculous.
But in my memory bank, I feel like there was a conversation you had with him in the past before the 2 week period of your attraction to him. Was there, or am I just remembering wrong?
Competition?
No. You were having problems with people hearing us. Are we going in and out? No, I didn't say anything about a competition. What I'm saying is, in my memory tells me that you expressed something to him before about your feelings for him.
Yes.
Before,
yes.
Did you?
Yes.
And it was it didn't go anywhere. So
That's the thing. That's what's so weird about this. It's like when we're apart, we grow, we change, we come together. We grow, we come and change. It's like, it's the weirdest relationship I've ever had in my life. It's so strange. It's like we grow like astronomically. It's crazy. And
okay,
it's so much more intense. It's so much more powerful.
Well, what was three? I mean, because remember the first time that you expressed it to him, it didn't really go anywhere. I think what we said on the last show that you asked was that there was a past connection. You guys are the same karmic master number, right?
Right.
So there's a past life, a strong past life. And there's, you know, an opportunity for reconnection in life, but definitely not a guarantee that there will be one. There's no destiny between the two of you. So what happened this time when you expressed? What was his response?
Yes. It was very, like, I think he really honestly got it. Like, there's no, what is she talking about kind of thing. And I think what he's doing right now. Go ahead.
What he said, I mean, what was his response?
I know, that's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to say, is that he basically
is in
thinking mode right now because he's trying to figure out. He knows he can't do what he was doing before. I know that about him. I know exactly
what
he's doing.
What were you doing before? Kind of having an emotional relationship without physicality.
It was just basically a back and forth and him not registering. This time it registered to me. That's the point blank. That's what happened. It registered with him, and it's simmering with him. That's what's happening.
What were his words? What did he say, though? You're not answering that. What did he say to you
your contract? I don't really want to say what he said in words because it's really intense. So basically, he's on pause mode. He's in pause.
He said, I need to think about this. And what was the relationship like? You're saying it was really tense. So was there a huge emotional connection going on between the two of you?
Yeah.
Boy.
So basically, in a nutshell, why is it intense? The last time we talked, it's huge. He came to my book signing. It was huge because he never even did any of that stuff. He never was committed. He never even wanted. He just was pushing me away all this time, and then all of a sudden, with my book signing, he was so there. He was very loyal. He was very committed, and then that's the first sign. And then that's when that was like the instigator happened in October, and then a few weeks later, that's when I told him to tell myself. Because
so,
there was, you know, yeah.
So he, you're saying he hasn't really been supportive even as a friend of you, and then suddenly he supported you showing up at the book signing.
He's there, but it's really hard to explain. He's just so, he's involved with his own world, but then when we're together, it's like he's always there. He's 100% in. It's the weirdest connection. And it's, like I said, it's like when we're apart, we're growing. We're growing
okay.
individually, and then we come together individually.
Amy. Amy, you know, it's more complicated than you're making it. I mean, it's less complicated than you're making
more
it.
More complicated than making it.
You have a past life connection with him. You have a past
yes.
life connection. So that connection is resonating with his lifeline. You're getting it. What the problem is that you also have separate past lives between the two of you. And those, the energies collected from the separate past lives are conflicting with this zone you're in with him. So he moves in and out of it. Sometimes he's in the hot zone. You know, it's like when you're in a swimming pool and some parts of the pool are warmer than the other, but it's all one pool. You're in one lifetime, and he keeps intersecting with you in relation to the past life he had with you. But when he moves away, he has other past lives that take him away from you and makes his mind go elsewhere. And that's why he's going in and out. Whereas you,
right.
your past lives aren't conflicting as much with him. His are conflicting with you. So he's not, and there's a spiritual level that both haven't been reached. You haven't reached this spiritual level. So a lot of it has a physicality that may be intense. But on a spiritual level, you tend to lose him. And you're thinking, why, if you feel this way, why don't you join me in this lifetime? And that's because it's a spiritual disparity between the two of you. And
right.
because of some of the things that he's had to go through and he's still dealing with. When you look at your months, 5, 6, 7, 8, that adds up to his year. So he's also afraid of somehow losing some kind of power by being in a relationship. He thinks he's going to lose something. So it scares him. And it scares him too because he may not want to become he may feel like you might become dependent on him. So he's got these feelings that are going on. They're disturbing
right.
in spite of the fact that there's a past life connection.
You also are both on the same, I'm both born on the 16th, which
yes.
you know, is a very strong connection. 6 plus 6 is 12 equals 3, both of the master numbers. It's also
yeah,
the sum of the
master
numbers.
Too. And then also, he's a Gemini.
Master number. Master number is the master number.
Yeah.
It's a master number, not a life path. But you know, I think it's going to be challenging because also he's 13 years younger than you, which isn't necessarily...
No, he's 7.
Seven years younger, which isn't necessarily a problem on a general basis. He might be lacking the maturity to get into the kind of commitment that you want.
Right. Well, he basically, I don't know what else. Like, this is a line in the sand, basically. This is it. This is it for me. As far as whatever happens, I think he gets it, and whenever he wants to respond, he will. I mean, it's just really weird. This is odd. I know what you're talking about, the past lives and stuff, but it's also the fact that, you know, there's a deeper connection than I even imagined. It's just really weird.
Well, the past life has a deep connection to it. There's a strong seventh energy, and there's a strong bond in that past life. But something in
yeah.
the past life was not resolved. And the way that it was manifest in this lifetime, to where the two of you came back, you're finding it bizarre because you're feeling the pattern of that past life, but also the conflict that was there. And it's
right.
a shame. And he hasn't matured. He hasn't matured.
Exactly.
So,
you're
dealing with some of the problems you were dealing with him in the past life. Same thing.
You can have a connection with someone that's very, very intense, but it doesn't mean all the pieces are there to be a successful relationship.
No, I understand that. I do understand that. And I don't think it's, honestly, I don't think it's an age thing, whether he's 7 years or 20 years. Things happen, you know. Age is just, honestly, a number. It's about the soul connection. It has nothing to do with age. And like, would I date
a
20-year-old?
But it does have something to do with age. It does have something to do with age because he's lacking the maturity to be in a relationship, and he may not have gotten to that point at this age. So
depends. Yeah,
it just, just a sec.
Yeah.
It just depends on the person and the maturity level of the individual. And it's and what we're saying is he doesn't have the maturity level, and that can be related to his age. So it does matter in this circumstance, obviously.
Your point is well taken, but you're dealing with a conflict he hasn't resolved yet. And it's going to be frustrating for you because you're going to feel the past life connection where you had with him, and you're going to say to him, why haven't you come to the plate in this lifetime? You should be. You're supposed to be on the same plate as me, and yet you're kind of two stories back. You're still caught in that conflict, and you're driving me back there, and we're repeating what we did before, and it's driving me nuts. Because we're supposed to be moving forward.
Exactly, and that's why I actually confronted him in the first place. It's enough. Basically, on my end, I got to take care of me, right? I knew this might have been an outcome because he's done this in the past, but I knew I needed to say what I needed to say because for once my feelings matter, and I think that was also the lesson on my end of just like, I got to stand up for myself because nobody else will, and I need to express my feelings, which basically even with my family, I've been holding back. I've been always taught to hold back my feelings and not express myself. So I've been doing that with anyone. And
cultural.
That's the thing, is that this is a lesson for me.
Well,
for sure.
I think it's positive that you expressed your feelings to them, but I think also you need to, there's a limit of time that you should place on the relationship, whether it's going, you know, whether it's going to manifest or not. And you're 46 years old, so in terms of being in a relationship, you're not getting any younger. So there are other people in the world that will come in if you don't have the relationship with him. So I think it would be healthy to say, okay, this time, you know, there's a, depending on his response, you've got to put a time limit on your investment in trying to get him to commit. To
yes.
you. That's
yeah.
what I think. So let us know, though, what he says. Did he give you any kind of response regarding the amount of time?
No.
Get back to you?
He didn't. And that's what he does. He just goes in thinking land. I know this guy's patterning. So I'm
and
just
that
let, you know.
Well, that withdrawal is not healthy.
Yeah, it isn't. Well, he's
withdrawing. I want a relationship or I don't want a relationship. Not saying, well, you know, I need to think about it and disconnecting. That doesn't demonstrate that he's going to be there even if he did get into a relationship with you. He's got so much uncertainty, Amy. So in any case, let us know. We're at the end of the show, actually. We've got to kind of close here, but
I know. All right. Well, I mean, I'll
right.
talk to you guys another time, but it's okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks. All right.
Bye.
Okay. We are out of time. Fortunately, Patricia, we couldn't get back to you, but call us Wednesday if you want to ask about that relationship. We are back on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern.